Hey y'all, what's up? It's your boy Ja, and I have another special guest for us today, and it is my best friend, but I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce herself, so go ahead and take it.
Hi, I'm Destiny. I'm 22.
Okay.
I'm from Virginia Beach, and my major is nursing.
Okay. Okay, future nurse in the building.
Future doctor. Okay?
Oh, period. Oh, because it don't stop.
Destiny,
there.
I ain't gonna say my last name. But I'm a PNP, okay? Corrections.
But this episode is called Question Mark and Friends. And I chose this title because a lot of people go into.
Because you got a best friend, it's always basically.
Basically, yeah, and it's leaving her with a question mark every time. And I just wanted her to kind of, you know, express her feelings, not really go into detail as to what's going on in her life, but just kind of like vent. Because as we know, niggas ain't shit. And
well, I try not to say that niggas ain't shit. Well, I guess niggas ain't shit, but.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta separate men out of there, because I guess it is some men out there.
It is.
I just ain't met them motherfuckers yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't met them either, but.
A lot of us haven't.
But yeah, so that's why I wanted to do this podcast called Question Mark. Period. Get it, crush the record of period. Okay, so the first question I have for you today is. How do you feel right now? What's your emotions? Explain them.
How I feel right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, child.
Okay.
I'm tired. I'm over it, but of course, you know me, I'm never really over it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over
it. 'Cause you got time to play.
Yeah, 'cause I don't, but I make time for shit that's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That I probably shouldn't make time for sometimes, but yeah, I'm just, you mean like how I feel like regarding love and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh yeah, like I don't know, like, I'm tired right now, but I still want what I want, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I still want that white picket fence with my dog and my two kids and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want, but right now I just think that I probably shouldn't be focused on it. But that's Destiny tonight. Destiny 2 weeks to be back on her bullshit.
But since you bring that up, you back on your bully. What do you expect? You can't really expect too much out of the next relationship, but from because it's a question mark. You don't know what you're going into. I mean, because you think that you're going into a good one, it could possibly lead to the same nigga from your past relationship. Hopefully that's not the case. But since we're talking past relationship, would you like to touch up on that?
I didn't know the song had Andre in there. But past relationships, they all sucked. They were all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas want shit. But I mean, I hate using the word toxic because it's so like, it's like a cliche word now, mm-hmm. I guess. But you know what I'm saying? I got my issues too.
Mm-hmm.
I got my issues too, but I don't know. Like, I think the only word for it is over it. Like, I'm over it.
Like Summer Walker, I think you should.
Yeah, it's like Summer Walker. Oh yeah, I definitely should.
Yeah,
I definitely
need that some summer is right definitely. Now. I think you should start from the top of the album.
Jamil, I do start from the top of the album.
I love it.
I just did that to that album that you was listening to last night because I didn't want to hear that shit.
Okay, all right. Because then you don't gotta come for her. You don't.
But Underground Kings was definitely not it. That's not what I was going for. But I just don't understand. I just don't understand how niggas just... I hate saying niggas. But I just don't understand how some guys, like, they claim they want a good girl. they want somebody that's gonna cook, clean, you know, slaves. Not saying I'm a slave, but then, you know what I'm saying, when they get that, they still don't, they fumble the ball. They don't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. And they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still treat you like you that hoe.
So, like, if, because I know some people, even though they're treated as if they are slaves, they still kind of stay around to kind of, you know, convince them, like, you know, I can be more than just a quote-unquote slave. I can be your wife. I can be...
Yeah, that's me. I'm always trying to convince somebody or win somebody over, I feel like, now. Mm-hmm. When I really don't gotta... I don't have to do that. And I shouldn't keep doing that. But my thing is, with, like, all my past relationships, like, I never wanted any of the relationships initially. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Because from the beginning, I was taught that niggas want shit. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
And that's kind of how you just kind of carried it.
Yeah, and that's how I carried it. So, I used to. I'm a fun girl. I like to have fun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't expect too much. Well, I do, but I don't really get into situations looking for a nigga to offer some shit that he not capable of offering. But once you claim that, you know what I'm saying, that's what you want, then that's when I start to expect those things out of you. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I end up disappointed, because all that shit...
They can't hold the end of the bargain.
Yeah. Their words never matched their actions. And I get frustrated, I get mad, because, you know what I'm saying, like, I didn't want this from you, like, I just wanted a good time, I wanted to have fun, but you made it seem like you wanted something else, so, and then when this situation is something else, you acting like I just signed your ass up on this goddamn petition that you didn't want to sign, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It do. And I really think that's an issue, because it's fucking up you mentally. Well, not really mentally, but it's fucking you up.
Mentally.
Mentally?
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, dealing with niggas has made me insecure.
Okay.
Dealing with niggas has made me... Like, I have really bad trust issues.
Mm-hmm. But, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So, I just wanted to touch up on you saying that niggas made you insecure. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I when it comes to relationships, I ain't... Okay. You know
where I was going.
Yeah, no. Let's definitely clear that part up, okay? Because I know who the fuck I am, but it's okay. Like... It's like when somebody play with you like that, if females don't feel, if that don't make a female feel insecure besides me, then bitch, you was strong. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I still always want to be like, why? Like, you know?
So when you say insecure, it's not about, like, who you are. It's about what you're doing. For them, like, far as, like, the relationship, like, is it, like, when you say cooking clean, is it because my food is nasty? Is it because, like, I don't clean, like, the way you do, like, when you say insecure, like,
no,
what?
No, it just, I would say me, like, me, because, first of all, I know my food's not nasty, and I know I practice really good hygiene, and I'm really clean, so, these niggas don't be cleaner than me.
Facts. And that's that on that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. You know, Jamil, like, I'm bad at explaining, like, my emotions sometimes, because, you know, I try to keep that, you know what I'm saying, that tough front.
No, but, I ain't trying to tell you to tear down those walls, girl.
No, I ain't tearing down the motherfucking walls. These walls gotta stay up, baby. They gotta stay at the top.
But I just wanted you to go, like, more in depth as to insecurities, because I know me personally.
I guess I would say, like, maybe it do make me, I'm trying to, like, backpedal, because I don't want nobody to think I would just be, like,
in my feelings. Like, oh, I'm ugly.
This ain't no judge. Yeah, no judge, but though. It's this like judge free.
But it makes me question my worth in their eyes, not in my eyes. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, basically, like, am I not good enough, motherfucker? Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something that I think everybody kind of goes through, and it makes it worse when they have to experience it.
Hold on, baby, take my key out of the ignition.
Sorry. I was driving the whip, you know.
Do that on the on light. What is your own? Oh, okay.
But you know, like I was saying, I think that it makes it worse because another nigga don't know what this person has been through before him. And it's just kind of like when he repeats the same patterns, it makes that person go into a mental state that they shouldn't be going into because it's not healthy.
Yeah, and that's where, like, the insecure part comes in. Mm-hmm, because it's so repetitive. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, when the shit keep happening, that's when I question myself. Like, and that's the only reason why I question myself when it comes to relationships and niggas now, because it's so repetitive. Mm-hmm. But it's, I guess it's just like, that's just how niggas are. Like, they, that's just how they are. But why I get so irritated, because I'm not the type of girl that you have to lie to, that you gotta try to deceive, manipulate, and all that. Like, mm-hmm. You can, I'm an understanding ass person, because fuck it. Like, I want to do what you do, too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of it. Not all of it. But I'm capable of, like, dealing with people and not having feelings mm-hmm. towards them. But this is, like, just don't. I'm trying to think of how I can put this. Yeah, so it's like when you lie, it's like, what the fuck is you lying for? Because you don't have to lie to me, because I under, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You can just say what the fuck you want, what you're looking for, and it could just be that. But then when you do all that lying and you act like everything all sweet and cool, and then you flip the script, like, then you want to look at me like I'm fucking crazy. And it's like, nah, motherfucker, you crazy, because, like.
Yeah. I think what niggas think, they're afraid of the word no. I believe that if they come off strong, saying, like, you know, I just want to fuck, I don't want to do this, they think that the person they trying to fuck
ain't gonna wanna fuck.
But so that's when they start feeding you all this that good bullshit. Shit. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But and I understand that, because that's how it is. Mm-hmm. But if I'm sitting there telling you, because I mean, a lot of females say, oh, you can tell me, but and then they get mad. Mm-hmm. But me, I'll have more respect for you if you keep it real from the jump. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because it's like, honestly, I probably want to fuck you more after you keep it real.
Yeah. Versus, and that's facts.
Yeah, I'm going to want to.
And that's facts. Mm-hmm. And it's not even no funny shit behind it. Like,
so you're keeping not, it you know what I'm saying? So at the same, so it's like you lie to me. You end up getting the pussy, but then you in this whole messy ass situation because I'm batshit if I need to be, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if you tell the truth, you know what I'm saying, you might not get it as quick as you
thought you was.
You won't get it quick anyway.
Period. You gotta play, you gotta do a lot of jogs, you know.
But you won't want, but like, why not just tell the truth, and whether you get it or not, but you'll avoid being in this messy ass situation, because that's what I'm going to make it, because that's what you made it for me. Mm-hmm. You tried to confuse me, you fuck with my mind. I just don't like when people fuck with my mind. But that's my fault though, because I can be naive and I can be gullible, mm-hmm. even though, like, in the back of my head, I be knowing, but it's like, you know,
I would say that I feel as though that, you know, everybody is naive. And I feel like those who say that they're not, they're lying. And when they put on this persona, thinking that they all hard and shit, they real soft on the inside. But it's like, you don't want to carry this hard shell on the outside when somebody who is really, you know, interested in you, and you just block them.
And that's how it's gonna be, like.
And it should never have to be like that. Yeah, but like, that's like the now, type- that's what these niggas are mm-hmm. making it to be. Like, all these females are about to start walking around with these hard shells because of the last nigga. And, like, the next nigga who's really trying to, you know, be with her, he has to do extra work because yeah, that the nigga gonna have to. You see what I'm saying?
Full on gymnastics, nigga. Ain't no more jogging. I need to see some tricks.
And I'm not trying to say that niggas shouldn't be working hard for the girl, but, I mean, it's like, females are really about to start carrying it, like, nigga, you ain't, this ain't going nowhere for the next year type shit, mm-hmm. before I believe. And I just feel like it shouldn't really, it shouldn't have to be like that. I feel like everybody should be, like, open with each other. Mm-hmm. But niggas don't know how to act, so being open, it causes confusion, hurt, and...
Yeah, but you know what? Niggas don't know how to act because females don't know how to act either.
That is true.
But that's their fault because, you know what I'm saying, like... They always pick the hoes. They always pick the bitches that is so fucking codependent and mm-hmm. all of that. And then they end up getting their heart broke. And then they, like, I was just talking to somebody about that this morning. Like, they so weak to me. Like, men are, I'm not gonna say men are weak, but because they not. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to put nobody down. But, like, when it comes to love, personal relationships and stuff like that, men are a lot weaker than females. We could take a lot more, like, we probably gonna go through, like, 10 heartbreaks in our life. This nigga gonna go through one heartbreak, and then he gonna break everybody fucking heart. Like, mm-hmm. like, come on.
That's very true.
Stop me. They too fucking hurt. And it don't always be from females. It be, like, these niggas be having daddy issues, just like how we got daddy issues, and then they got mommy issues, too.
Yeah.
Just some big-ass babies.
So how do you feel about, because, you know, being your best friend, I kind of know. Mm-hmm. But whenever you, when you say that, not really when you say, but when you do start a relationship, quote unquote a relationship, where you think it's gonna be a relationship, and the hoes that you do have on the side, you cut them off, and then it's like when they downed you type shit, you just be like, damn, I just really cut off my hoes for
and
you.
And just, oh my gosh, and it's like, Jamil, you know, like, as soon as I, cause it's like, I wanna be a fun girl so bad, you get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I wanna be a player, but at the end of the day, that's not really what I am. I can be that, but it's not what I am, and that shit is boring to me. I don't have the attention span like how I used to entertain multiple people no more. So it's like, as soon as we in the talking stage and I'm like, oh, I like you and you like me or whatever, and shit going good, I don't see nobody else, so I cut off everybody, and then I'm left with nothing right now, and then I gotta go back and build them all up. That shit is a lot, man. And then, you know, I've been like, that shit happened so much. These niggas ain't, man, they already know what type of shit I'm on. Honestly, like, they already know, like, I feel like they already know, oh, that shit ain't work out. So now, you know what I'm saying?
She coming back, like,
she coming back until she's gone again.
Yeah.
You won't go?
Oh, yes, please. But, this song, I actually like this song, Potential.
I love Potential.
Because it's like, he had potential type shit. He did have potential. And I know he did. But he's just fucked up. So how did you guys end it?
Cool. Take a piece of gum. Chew that, bitch. Cool, my motherfucking bitch. But how do we end it?
Well, let me rephrase it. How would you end it?
How would I end it?
How would you end it? Like, how would you end a nigga who still wants you to be around after y'all did what y'all did? But he just doesn't want the relationship. He doesn't want... He just wants your company. He wants to be cool. Would you end it? Or would you still be cool with him?
I can't be cool with you.
Okay.
Because how to... Like, you want to sit here... First of all, we going to start... We going to end this shit how we started it. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. If we started off talking and fucking, ain't no way you about to, I'm about to be calling you bro and you about to be calling me talking about the next bitch or your problems. Bitch, fuck your problems. I don't give a fuck. No, and it ain't no, I'ma still be around because, bitch, I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I'm mad, like, if I'm not mad, I feel some type of way, a little slight bit. And it's like, no, what the fuck you want to sit around me for? You, no, you don't need to be around me, I don't need to be around you.
What if they because, like your company?
Bitch, find a friend. Because I'm not going to be that friend for you. Honestly, I can't. Because, nah, you ain't about to feel all this goodness and be like, oh, I want to be your friend. So you basically just wanted to test the waters and now you want to go to the fucking swap. No. I can't. I can't do that. Because I don't need or want friends.
Yeah, because you already got one.
Period. But, yeah, and that's what I was, like, saying. Like, I don't want friends. I don't like the friends that I have, the little couple friends I have, I'm good with that. So like we can be cool, but we're gonna be cool from a distance. You know what I'm saying? I see mm-hmm. you, we can speak, but
cordial?
Very cordial. Acquaintances. Barely. Barely acquaintances. Cause no. I'm just not capable of doing that. And I don't like rejection.
Yeah.
That's why I don't put myself out there. That's why I'm never, like, shooting my shot. Mm-hmm. So, you friends on me, motherfucker. That's rejection.
It is. That's a polite way of rejecting somebody.
It's a exactly. And it's like you trying to, don't sugarcoat nothing for me. Don't try to make this no fake-ass friendship. Like, you was just deep all in me. Destroying my ovaries, and now you think I'm about to play 2K with you? No. Bitch, I don't even like 2K. I was just doing this shit. Just doing it to make you happy. But I fucking hate it here. No.
Facts. That's crazy.
And because I don't like rejection, I feel like you rejected me, like, I don't hold grudges. Grudges? Grudges? I don't hold grudges against anyone, but I'ma have some type of animosity towards you until I get over it, basically.
Yeah, but that's natural, man. That's very natural.
You want a friend, bitch? I know you had some friends before me. Talk to them motherfuckers.
But. And that's probably the thing they probably not talking to us because you probably did the same exact shit.
Mm-hmm. And then wanna. And then, it's like really no way, because I'm just, I'm too straightforward. It's no way mm-hmm. of like me, I can't dance around. It's hot as hell, right?
I mean, it's all right.
But I can't dance around shit really, but, oh no, bitch, I can't say that, because I ain't telling my mom. You know what I'm saying? But, I just hate when. It's just like, why? It's like you just did so much to just end up doing nothing. Like, you just wasted your time. Waste your motherfucking time all you want to. But, bitch, respect mine. Okay?
That sucks, yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. That's why I'm, like, a relationship girl. Like, because I don't know how to not give my all.
Mm-hmm. But you think if you learn how to. Wait, what did you just say? You said you're a relationship girl, so you what?
What did I say? I'm a relationship girl. I'm in love with the idea of being in love. So
you think if you learn how to not be in the idea of love, that you would find?
I think that I'm 22, and if I didn't learn it, it's like that's me. Like I'm a hopeless romantic. Like
you wear your heart on your sleeve.
On my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that shit on my shoulders or something. You ain't it. Wait. Yeah, we gotta push that back song. We gotta push that back song. I would like to think that it's a push back song.
I mean, well, I. Niggas ain't shit. I swear. And they know it, they know it, they know it. Niggas ain't shit.
I love it when you freestyle. I thought it was a song.
It is.
Who's that?
I'm not even going to tell you because you don't want to listen to her.
I don't. So. I know who it is now that...
Now that I said
that. I like
her. Yeah, but you don't like listen to her music.
Because I just... I don't need... Who we shooting?
I mean, well, nobody, but she ain't about, she ain't talking about shooting.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to listen to that.
Oh, okay.
I want to listen to hard shit.
But
like, I'm already emotional. I don't need to listen to a bitch pouring her heart out to me unless, you know what I'm saying? I'm in that mood.
You not in that mood?
I'm always in that mood. That's why. I'm always in that mood. That's
I was looking at you like, you not in that mood.
Yes, I've seen it. But that's why I like to listen to what I'm listening to, because I want to. I don't want to be like that no more. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be. I just don't.
So.
I really don't want to be this way. Like, I wish
but
I could.
What way are
people.
You?
Like, I really mean, drag them.
Yeah, but what are you benefiting out of it? You just repeating the cycle.
Exactly, but motherfucker, what are you benefiting out of it? So, like, I don't want to keep being hurt, babe. I'm tired.
I understand, but you know where I'm about to go.
We about to go.
Why won't you take all this love that you have for...
Find the love and put it in your motherfucking self. Okay, I know.
You read my mind. Get out of it.
I can't. I'm always in it. But it's not... But it's... I don't know what it is, but it's like... I hate focusing on myself. I mean, I like... Nah, fuck that. I hate focusing on myself, and it's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I just like, I like to help people, man. That's what I want to do. And I'm better when I'm helping people. I don't want to deal with my issues.
Okay.
There's too many.
Okay, so can I, like, give you a suggestion?
Go ahead. I mean, no, like, I know I need to do it, but I do it. I just...
No. I wasn't going to tell you how you could, you know, do it yourself. I'm telling you, like, giving you an example as to how you can help people.
How can I help a motherfucker?
I mean, you could probably help you can... It might be stressful on your part, but it will get your mind off of relationships, and it'll like kind of get you into like helping other people. Like, so for example,
bitch, you gotta tell me to do some volunteer work. I don't have time, bitch. I work. I don't have time. My weekends is for me.
I was gonna say, like, you know, I don't have many issues because, you know, I don't be doing anything. I'd be to my lonesome.
Yeah.
But, like, you could, like, the little friends you do have, like, I'm not trying to say being a business, but...
I don't want to talk to them bitches.
But, I mean, that's the thing. You don't want to talk to them bitches, but them bitches not trying to say that they're going to help you from getting this, like, getting relationship with a nigga who's going to treat you wrong. But they'll definitely get your mind off of... You know, because you're still doing that act that you want to do is just helping people. So help them get through the hurt that they're going through with their niggas that they might be with or the niggas they've been with.
Bro, I mean, what? That's what I've been doing all my life.
I mean, yeah.
But you know what? Like, I really, you right in a way, because I miss when, like, my friends would vent to me about their situations. And I'd be like, oh, bitch, I really, like, in my head, like, oh, I can't relate. Because I won't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's not what my focus was on. But.
I mean, it's just a suggestion. I don't want you to do it tomorrow. Nah.
Oh, it ain't going to happen tomorrow. And I ain't about to sit here and cop to you like it is.
I know it's
still,
not.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still the same shit.
Yeah. But when you want to explain it, you're saying, you're
going to go ahead. Okay. Well, we see it. It's going to turn.
But yeah, definitely. That was a cute suggestion I gave you.
That was real cute.
Thank you. Thank you for my props. But, so, being that this is a question mark, a question mark always gets an answer. No matter what, I feel like a question mark always gets an answer. So, do you have your answer? as to like what your answer for as to like what you should do carrying it on.
Yeah, I always had the answer.
Okay,
but do I listen?
Well, what's your answer? Maybe I can try to.
My answer is to just avoid.
Okay.
And to not engage.
Okay. The only reason why is, the only reason why you have the answer is because it's easier for you to say it.
It's easier for me to say it than do.
Yeah. So, but in order to do that, you have to.
But you know what, Jamil? Honestly, before this situation, that's what I was doing.
Okay, so they just,
you know what I'm saying? But I fall off because I'm, the lies are just being brought to me and they just be sounding too good. And then I'm back at square one. So what am I supposed to do? Like, not try? No. Like, no. That's what I want and that's what I'm going to get.
Okay. Wow.
But not for real, like, I just said I was over it earlier. And I am. Like, I really am. So, like, after... After this situation,
okay, I'm listening.
I don't.
I feel like this is about to be something good. Go ahead. You don't what?
I don't. I honestly don't have the time no more. Okay. I don't have the time, and I feel like it's doing, like, chasing love. Mm-hmm. It's doing more hurt to me than it is doing good.
So I like how you said chasing love. I think this.
I just can't take no more.
This new journey, this new path, this new option, this new whatever, it should be love chasing you. And what I say, when I say love is chasing you, like, don't go looking for it.
I didn't look for that look, mother...
But, yeah, I'm so serious. You were just about
But that's... No, I wasn't... I wasn't chasing love. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was bored. Okay. That's what it was. I wanted entertainment. Because like I said, I wasn't talking to nobody. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that even though I'm not looking you in your eyes, I'm definitely telling the truth.
Okay.
It's just like expressing myself. It's just so, ugh. It made me want to throw up.
Okay, I'm going to want you to do
but
that.
But it's like, okay, bitch. But, but like, that's not what I was looking for. I was just bored, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Didn't want to talk to the same old people. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of acting like... I'm tired of being fake interested just for a conversation, just to... You know what I'm saying?
However...
Here we go!
Being fake interested and talking to the bored... you know, it kind of...
Same thing?
Being fake interested and talking to the bored...
Talking to the board. Who's the board?
I mean, the board is the boredom. The people you talking to. Like, I'm labeling them as the bored people.
Oh, okay. I'm following.
Talking to them, it definitely prevents... It could have prevented you from this.
Nah. I mean, it could have. Okay. It could have, but we not about to put all this shit on me.
Okay, no, we not.
No, I'm not saying, but you're saying, but what would have also prevented that? Let's talk about what also.
Which is exhibit.
If you, because first of all, like I was saying, like, I don't give a, look, motherfuckers ain't depressed in a day. You know what I'm saying? You ain't mentally unstable and can't handle a girlfriend in a day. Mm-hmm. You've been feeling like that this whole... Always. Mm-hmm. Don't bring your confusion to me. So if you would have never brought your confusion to me...
You wouldn't have this problem.
We wouldn't have this problem. But honestly, it's no problem now.
But you know what's crazy?
And I want you to listen. But it is a problem.
And I think the reason is because... Niggas be insecure.
Is that what she said?
Claiming that... Yeah.
Oh.
Claiming that anymore. But you on your last breath, your last shirt, your last dime. Out of your fucking mind. Can't you see that I'm fucking trying? You a pussy 6 times a week, and you never want
to. You talk to me like shit. Oh my god,
you handle me too rough.
But I like.
But at the end of the day, you got the nerve to bring up that bitch. That's the difference.
No, I don't think she said bring up that bitch.
What did she say?
You got the nerve to blame a bad bitch. You know, we always gotta That is what she said.
Bring up a bad bitch. That don't even make
sense. No, blame a bad bitch.
Okay, look it up.
I am. Come on, Apple Music. Hold on. I don't see a few lyrics.
Okay. What you gotta do, you gotta go here. Let us stroll.
Jamal, you just told me something new. Oh, wow.
Okay. I know my summer.
Why should you say that? Bring up that bitch. I mean, that do make more sense than blame a bad bitch. I don't know what I was hearing.
Yeah, that bad bitch just didn't seem right, but... before we do end off this podcast, because we're 35 minutes in, we don't want to make it an hour. We want to do this a... What do you have to say? Like, you know, and when you say it, address it in a way to the... I always kind of want to end off my podcast in a way like whoever's listening, they can be like, damn, I really learned from this. Or, you know, teach them something. Not really teach them something, but tell them what's on your mind and how you could, you know... I don't fucking know. Just speak some shit. Speak some jewels type shit. Like, go ahead and just speak it.
Hello. Baby, I don't have any jewels for nobody right now. I need the jewels, okay? But what I guess I would say is, like, I don't know. I don't have any jewels, but it's nothing that I feel like I can give somebody right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as advice, especially about this, because this is something that I struggle at. So that would be kind of contradicting for me to give someone some advice that I don't even listen to myself. So
I could possibly disagree with you on that, and why I say that is because, being that you do struggle with it, it's not about you being a hypocrite, it's not about you not going on your word, but it's about you expressing what you should have done or how you could have carried it.
Oh, what I
so it's like jewels is jewels at the end of the day, as long as you spit in facts, like, you know, just tell them what, like, I don't fucking know, just tell them something before we end this fucking podcast. Tell them something. I don't give a fuck what it is at this point.
Well, I can say what I should have did is just not have been looking for conversation, because when you go out looking for stuff, you don't ever get what you really want. You know what I'm saying? That's where the disappointment comes in. So, like, just don't let it come to you. That's what I'm going to do now.
Okay.
Just let it come to me, because I'm tired. But hopefully when it does come, we are not too damaged to not realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are, then hopefully, well, not hopefully, if that's what's coming and if it's real, he'll deal with it and he'll kiss the scars. You know what I'm saying? Love the bruises, because they're not going away.
I like it.
If that makes
sense. It does. It makes sense. I like it.
Yeah. Just work on... I mean, it's crazy, because I don't know... I really don't be believing what niggas say anyway. I normally laugh, but... You know what I'm saying? Even when they showing them actions for a little bit, just don't be too quick to believe it. Give it some time. Give it like a year. maybe not a year,
so
but
mean.
Shit, but you gotta give us some time, cause these motherfuckers switch up too quick.
That is true. Wow, that was... I'll sit here telling you to spit some jewels. You just spit a whole jewel.
That one was good.
That was a jewel. That was a jewel. I'm taking it, girl. That was a jewel. You just spit one. Alright, y'all. I really hope y'all enjoyed this podcast.
Same.
I did enjoy this. This was good. And of course, when we end it, we're gonna go ahead and go in depth and get in our bestie time.
Yeah.
But I really hope you guys enjoy the podcast. I hope y'all listen to her jewel that she dropped for y'all. Other than that, stay tuned to the next episode. Love y'all. And be safe.
Thanks for listening to me, Vince.
Bye.
Bye.